Welcome to the Reflections on Leadership podcast with Carl Bimshaw.
Have you ever had a taste of the feedback sandwich? It's a simple formula designed to help new or struggling managers to communicate their displeasure with someone's performance. You've seen this. You share constructive, positive information, then you layer in the negative news, and then you close the conversation with a positive remark. Very neat, very tidy. Giving them a little pat on the head and a go get 'em champ shove is optional. So does this really work? Nope, rarely. About 75% of the time, it feels more like manipulation than effective management. And 90% of the time, it's delivered in a patronizing way. Now, generally speaking, most people don't get adequate feedback from their manager anyway. It's either non-existent, it's very paltry, or it is so laden with unnecessary garnish that it is indigestible. In other words, useless. So what could you do instead? Well, of course, remain positive if you can be genuinely optimistic and positive. Side note, if you find that it's difficult for you to be genuinely upbeat, optimistic, and positive when communicating with employees, you may want to consider not being in a leadership role anymore. It might not be for you. Be clear. And by the way, the recipient gets to define what clear is. Be direct. Get to the point. No beating around the bush. No one needs extra build-up or suspense or subtle hints. Finally, as always, be encouraging. If you don't believe in them and their abilities, how are you going to possibly convince them to believe in themselves? So chew on that for a little bit and let me know what your results are.
When bullies congratulate themselves, be it on the playground, in the workplace, or over the airwaves, it is neither masculine energy nor a projection of strength, and it is most assuredly not leadership. Their smugness and cowardly adoring fans betray their unifying weakness, a genuine fear of losing control, and a compulsion to self-soothe. Their reliance on intimidation, threats, rumors, lies, and insults to test their power confirms their inability to function as adults in the modern era. Ignore it, walking away, or wishing for a different outcome is not effective. The neutralizing agent to brutish behavior is clear, direct, responsible leadership.
You want to be the best manager and leader you can be, but let's face it, it's exhausting. Some days you feel overwhelmed and you don't even know where to start. Did you know there's a way you can improve your leadership without spending a small fortune? With titles like How to Manage Change, Lead on Purpose, and the Sales Management Monthly Briefing, you'll get a better grasp on your leadership development. Choose from a collection of innovative journals or a series of practical guides with self-assessments, provocative questions, and clear instructions to help you take meaningful action. Use the leadership workbooks on your own or with your team at your own pace. You'll uncover new perspectives and get profound insights. Leadership workbooks are interactive, thought-provoking, and affordable. You'll want to get extra copies because they are a great leadership resource to have on hand for your organization. Check them out at leadershipworkbooks.com.
Thank you for listening to the Reflections on Leadership podcast, produced by Carl Bimshaw Consulting, the leadership development and accountability firm that helps busy professionals to challenge, disrupt, and dramatically reduce the influence of lousy leadership in their business. Learn more at carlbimshawconsulting.com. Manage better, lead well.
Subscribe to the Reflections on Leadership newsletter on LinkedIn.